It's the NFL 2023 draft. We're just hanging out. Come hang with us. Are you ready? We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now.
That's right, baby.
Here we are. We're just hanging out, having a good time, watching the draft, ready for these picks.
Yeah, man. It's exciting, you know, to see what these guys are going to go for. If they're going to make the right picks, you know, some of these picks are going to be major busts. Some of them are going to be deep, deep grabs that could be, you know, a Mr. Irrelevant like Brock Purdy or, a Tom Brady type situation. Who knows what we could be looking at?
I mean, so many busts have come out of these drafts, man. Like people that they have spent so many hours, so much time talking about end up getting there and doing nothing.
No doubt.
Zach popping in. Hey, man, excited for this. You know I am too, buddy. We're going to do it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy. They just had all the guys come in, you know, wearing their suits and everything. So they're ready to go. We got 4 minutes till it starts. So let me know who y'all think is going to get the first pick. Carolina Panthers, who are they going to take?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Bryce Young? Is it going to be Will Levis? Is it going to be off the wall like a Richardson? Let us know.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, buddy? What do you think? Are they going to just say, I'm getting Bryce Young. I'm not going to play stupid like our franchise has done previously. What do you think?
That's what they need to do, man. They need to just go ahead and get them some Bryce Young. You know, the dude's got talent. Mm-hmm. I personally like Will Levis more. I just think that he could be molded kind of like Josh Allen was. Like he's got the body and the skills. He just needs that that good coach to mold him. But Bryce Young kind of already has that. He just needs to make sure that he can handle the pressure in the NFL. And that's what I'm worried about with Bryce Young.
No, I agree, man. Bryce Young, I think, is the most ready to play now. And that is something that the Panthers need right now is somebody who's ready to go.
I get that. And the Panthers have been moving around, getting all kinds of pieces they can to give whoever they get the perfect setup. So.
Mm-hmm. But then there's Anthony Richardson, man. I mean, he did so amazing at the combine. They say that you can just train for that. That might really kind of mess up the process, don't you think? The future?
Definitely, for sure. But I mean, it's hard for me to believe that these guys just, I mean, how long can they actually train for the combine? I mean, they got football going on, college trying to get to the playoffs. Like, you think they're, 1 year in, they're like, oh, I better start training for the combine because, you don't even know if you're going to make it there yet.
You know, you got to get your speed. You got to get your speed down. So you're just going to keep practicing that quick run. You know, you got to get them ups, right? Boom, you got to keep practicing that jump, to try different things for the jump. There's all kinds of different things, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, maybe, people will start just getting ready for the draft. You know, they get drafted, they get a good, bam, get a check, and then what? They just do nothing because,
Well, but here's the thing, though. Here's my opinion. If they're putting up those numbers, even if they trained to put up those numbers in the combine, that means their numbers on the field are going to look at least moderately similar. And mm-hmm. if you're breaking every record the combine has, that's some stats I want on my team.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if somebody worked that hard to do that, they're going to work hard for your team, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's why Anthony Richardson's jumping up, because of how amazing he did at the combine.
Yeah. And, he's one of those guys that probably needs to be coached a little bit, but he has the physicality and the stats that he needs. If he can be molded the right way, I think he can be a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. They were just
interviewing some Will Anderson. Now they're looking for who they're talking to right here.
That's Bryce Young's dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Young daddy.
Mm-hmm. He looks pretty tall, actually.
Yeah, he looks young, too.
Yeah. You're like, who's this wide receiver coming out of Clemson, I think? No. Yeah, man, I'm excited, bro. I mean, they're talking about the Titans jumping up.
From the Cardinals. I remember last year the Titans did that, though, and a lot of people didn't like that decision,
They don't care. They're doing what they want to do.
We shall see.
They need a quarterback. They want to get rid of Tannehill. I think they're done with old Tanny.
I agree. And you know, a lot of people are comping, I think it was Levis to Tannehill. So, you know, maybe that's not something they're going to look at.
Probably.
I like Richardson. You know, if he sticks around there to Tennessee, I think that would be a solid spot for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't hate that.
We're getting there, like a couple seconds away from the on the clock.
Are they on the clock yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Let's see if I see our boy Jordan over there, man. He's
in the Cowboys. Oh, there's the Cowboys section right there.
Let's see him. Jordan, where you at, dog?
He was in a mask.
That's him right there in the mask. Oh, man. Let's do this thing. I'm ready. I mean, I really think, though, they're talking big game. The Titans might come up, though.
I mean, there's a lot of potential for anybody to come up, you know. The Texans are talking about waiting. I've heard they're talking about waiting until 12 to take a quarterback. I think that's insane.
It may be insane, yeah, but how, you know what I mean? Like, they could still wait to 12, get a defensive guy or edge rusher, one of these good guys coming out, and then still get them a decent, you know, value at 12. That's what it's all about, buddy.
I guess it just comes down to what do you need more, and I think the Texans desperately need a quarterback. And I'm like, you know, if you have your eye on two different guys, you know how many teams between 1 and 12 need a quarterback? That's what's scary. Mm-hmm. And you know, if they take somebody like Will Anderson Jr. at the second pick, like a lot of people are predicting.
You think that's going to happen?
That's what – I don't know. I think that that's the wrong move, in my opinion. I think they need to take a quarterback, man.
Mm-hmm. I think Stroud's going too.
Stroud, the only thing is, you know, with his old test taking and everything like that, a lot of people are worried about
that. He's been jumping back up, bro. He's been jumping back up. What are these guys doing?
Katy Perry.
Homeboy from The Office. I'm more excited to see that guy.
Man, I didn't even watch draft day this year. Normally, I watch it a couple days before the draft.
Just get you in the mood.
You know, that's like a good movie, man. When the Seahawks, you know, doing the trades and everything, and they got that Pete Carroll lookalike.
Mm-hmm. Look, Brock Purdy's already in the commercials, bro. They keep Mr. Irrelevant, you know. Kansas City, man, they're what, a couple hours from us right now?
Yeah, not too far for sure.
Yeah.
We could have been there. Maybe we'll be there next year, you know?
I don't know. I don't think it's in case. I don't know where it's at next year, but maybe
it don't matter where it's at. We'll be there.
Yeah. Wait, which reminds me, though, the Fantasy Football Expo coming up, boy. I can't wait for that. We're going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, bro.
We're going to get us a booth over there. Oh. Sup, fellas?
What up, Albert?
What up, Alvy? You watching the draft, bro?
It's about to be on the clock.
I mean, come on now.
That's one thing, though. You know, I actually seen something where there was, I don't remember what year it was, but the Vikings, I guess their time ran out on the clock and they didn't make a pick because they thought they were trading with the Ravens, but the Ravens never accepted. And they ended up waiting. Like, I guess once you lose your pick, at the end of everybody else's pick, then you can come back in and make that pick. But, the guy that they were expected to get, the next team went in and grabbed him up, and then the next team went in and grabbed another one, and they finally came in and made their pick. But the pick turned out to be a 6-time All-Pro lineman. So,
I can't be mad about that.
Right.
Zach's saying, what is up with the Buccaneers, man? Picking at number 19. If history has taught us anything, I think they're either going to take a tight end, because ever since we lost Gronk, tight end is something they've been wanting bad. Or they'll, you know, they got Todd Bowles over there, defensive coach. Most likely, probably get an edge rusher or something just to keep that defense humming, because that's what he's known for. Honestly, that's what I think they're going to do. Maybe trade up.
I'd like to see him grab a Stetson Bennett.
Ooh,
That dude's, you know, he's got the playoffs on his back. You know, he's an older dude, and that's fine. They're used to playing with older dudes. Wink, wink. And, you know, Baker Mayfield ain't the answer. You know, he's just a filler. And Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe that I think Stetson Bennett would be a good fit there. And I think that he could be there at 19 because people are so worried about his age and that his team has kind of carried him around him. But people said about Tom Brady, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And Tommy popping in. Congratulations to Jordan Love on becoming the new owner of the Gummy Bears. Talking about because Aaron Rodgers used to own the Bears. Now Jordan Love's owned them. We're going to find out, buddy. We're going to find out. Tommy, how are you feeling about that, man? How are you feeling about losing your guy, man, and grabbing old Jordan Love, man?
Yeah, are you going to be a Jets fan?
Albert says, what do you think the Seahawks do at pick 5, Trey?
Let me tell you what I want them to do. I want them to take Anthony Richardson if he's still there, which I have a feeling he could be. And, you know, Geno Smith obviously is not the long-term answer. I think that Anthony Richardson could learn some things from Geno Smith. And I think that Pete Carroll and them could shape Anthony Richardson with the ability that he has to become a great quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I think I would love to see the Seahawks grab a quarterback. I mean, Geno has at least been around, so Geno could kind of just kind of, you know, show him the ropes, get him used to things, tell him how things are supposed to be. But I think they probably might take Jalen Carter. Might grab Jalen Carter, man. They Seahawks are willing to take risks sometimes, I think, and they'll shoot their shot if they have to.
I agree, and I like Jalen Carter. The only thing that worries me is, you know, with him being in trouble and all that already in college, you know, you've seen how fast any kind of, you know, trouble that in law breaking and stuff can get somebody just immediately gone from the NFL, and that's a wasted pick instantly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a messed up situation, that whole situation, but hopefully he learned something from it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. What was the guy, the punter for the Bills? You know, they drafted him pretty early. The punt god. And then, you know, he had some crazy stuff come up, and they just dropped him, bro. They were like, "We'll come find us whenever you get all this worked out." Guess what? We ain't heard from him.
Right. He ain't punting nothing but freaking lawyer bills right now.
That's right.
That's what happens, bro. I mean, you got your life handed to you. Henry Ruggs, yeah.
These guys just in their career.
I mean, dude, he got his life handed to him on a silver platter. All he's got to do is pump balls in the NFL. I mean, that's not saying that's a super easy job, but when it comes to jobs in the NFL, I'd love to be the punter.
That's right. I probably couldn't hit it, punt it very good, but I'll fill in.
If I had the skills. I mean, yeah, all right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Roger Goodell getting booed. Roger Always, Goodell bro. Getting booed. Jordan probably started the boo.
Oh, got some air horns in there. Boos in the comments.
Look at all the Brock Purdy jerseys in the Seahawks, bro.
Crazy.
He always gets booed.
Yeah, always, bro. It's like everybody hates him.
He's just a weirdo.
Come on, give us something good.
How convenient it's in Kansas City, right?
Right.
Won the Super Bowl and they get the draft. Come on now.
That's where the money's at.
Who is that? Leanne Rimes? Oh, Eric Stone Street.
Zach, if you want to watch the NFL draft, you can watch it on ESPN. You can watch it on ABC. I believe those are the two places that are streaming it. So,
yeah, man.
Pick one of those out.
Here we go. I mean, we know how this is going to go, right?
Bryce Young.
He's already right now getting ready.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, mama. But look, hey, I heard this thing on Reddit, bro. This dude posted on Reddit about Will Levis and is already telling his family that he's going to the Panthers.
You're loving some Will Levis, bro.
But the odds for Will Levis went from 40-1 to 4-1 to go first over a Reddit post, bro.
Over a Reddit post. Wow. Tommy, I'll get to your Green Bay stuff here in a minute, buddy. I guess the
Oh, they're just, you know,
yeah, they're doing just, the thing. Oh, he had to bring out the Super Bowl trophy.
You know he did, bro. Bombardi. Lombardi.
And O'Kels.
Hey, did you see that Jason Kelce in a diaper with his head shaved, bro?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, a bet's a bet.
Yeah, bet.
Hey, Travis looking slim, too. He's been putting in work in the off season.
Just living his good life, man. Mm-hmm. Just living the good life. Yeah, they
Chiefs
really...
Kingdom.
You're the booze? Because you got all kinds of fans there.
Right.
Oh, I love you, Patrick.
Hey, I love him, dude. Kelce is it. All right, all right, all right.
Oh, man. It is shining. He's shining. You know they shine.
You know they had a shiner, bro. I bet that dude made $60,000 a year just to shine trophies.
I'll shine the shit out of that thing.
Let's do it.
Well, get it started, Roger Goodell. Damn.
Come on.
All right.
How long do you think they're going to be on the clock?
They're on the clock. What?
How long do you think they'll wait before they turn in the pick? You know, they got to make it suspenseful.
Damn, 10 minutes?
10 minutes on the clock. I'm sure
they've had all this time. They know where they're
exactly.
going.
Exactly. Ain't no question. Ba-ding,
pick is in. But look, ba-ding. Watch the Panthers do some crazy stuff.
You never know, bro. I mean, they got this pick from the Bears, you know.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah, they traded the Bears had the first round pick and they traded.
How about the Texans, bro? This could be their pick. They could have their pick of anyone.
All they had to do was lose.
One game.
And they were like, not today. They went for it on fourth down, bro. Like all they had to do was not complete the fourth down. And they were like, we're winning.
That was all Lovie Smith right there, bro. That was all Lovie Smith.
To the franchise.
Tommy says, talking about losing Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely. I'm Green Bay all the way, and Rodgers leaving was going to happen sooner or later. Time to move on.
Time for some love.
I love it. I love that, bro. Like, and bet them New England Patriots fans weren't as humble as you, Tommy, when Tom Brady left. Just saying.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, he's leaving Tampa. I ain't being humble. And he's retiring.
They got Bryce Young on the screen showing some highlights from this boy. He about to scramble.
He does look small, though. Look at him compared to these. And these are kids he's playing with, too.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That's a good catch. That's a good pass, though.
Yeah. What about old, Kyler? Kyler is like an inch taller than him, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah. I mean,
he produced in college.
These big linemen, though? That's
You're me. Right.
All right. Excuse me, sir. Sir.
Listen, boy.
Yeah. Oh,
man. They're talking a lot about Bryce Young.
Because that's who they are pretty sure it's going to be. I think Will Levis is going to drop, by the way. You were talking about him?
And if he does, he's going to have value, man. Look, I really figured he'd be dripping more than he is.
I think I'm ready. You ready, Dad?
You ready, Dad? They finna call me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they cut from him so fast, because he went to go for his phone.
You ready, Dad?
He's like, you know it is. You know it is.
Yeah. Didn't you say that Bryce Young didn't even, like, he went to the Panthers and we didn't go nowhere else or something?
Yeah, so when he was doing, you know how like the draft picks will go around just to kind of different teams and check out the stadiums and all that. And after he went to the Panthers, he just ended his tour basically and was like, I'm good with what I've seen, you know.
I mean, what's the point? If they're saying, we're getting you, 100% we're getting you, then why would he?
But yep. That sucks, bro, because when they say that and then out of nowhere, two or three days before, they change because people change their mind all
so
the time.
So what? Bro. I bet there's teams he ain't even heard of that would pick him, you know?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm sure he's heard of all the teams.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, he probably definitely has heard of all the teams.
I wish they would do like what team would you want to go to? You know what I mean? Just to kind of...
Like ask him, like,
yeah. Well, I mean, they asked Bijan Robinson in the in an interview. They said, if you could play for any team, which team would you play for? And he said, I want to be behind Jalen Hurts.
That's a possibility. I don't like that, but that's a possibility. Like, they don't run the ball enough, bro.
Hey, that's a great spot for dude. He's like, I want to run the ball, and that's where I'm gonna get to.
I like Bijan though. Oh, Honey Dijon. That's what I call him.
Yeah, Honey Dijon.
I mean, they're only talking about Bryce.
What about they're dragging this out, bro. Already 5 minutes in. Just the pick is in. Let's do it.
What about the pressure of being the first round pick? I think that's a little too much. Think about Baker Mayfield, man. Baker Mayfield, first round pick, right? All that pressure, dude. You know what I mean?
You say that, bro, but he took the Browns to a playoff game. People forget that, man. That was a good game too.
Yeah, it was a good game. Yeah, it was against
they won the
rival.
First round, didn't they? It was against the Steelers, right?
Well, yeah, no, yeah, they beat the Steelers. They beat Roethlisberger, in their first playoff game in what, like 30 years or something crazy like that.
I mean, he did that.
Yeah, he did. But I'm just saying
that's your dude now.
It is my dude now. You're right. I love you, Baker. No. I gotta see it. I gotta see it. I don't think Baker's the long term answer. I think Baker is the band aid that they put on it for the year.
But I don't think it's a bad band aid, to be honest.
Could be a worse band aid.
No doubt.
Could be like
Carson
a dollar
Wentz still out there.
Could be like one of them dollar store band aids, you know? Like,
would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Carson Wentz?
I don't know. I guess Baker.
Yeah.
Go Carson with the youth Wentz, at though. Least. Sometimes I mean, Carson Wentz. Sometimes Carson Wentz looks amazing, though. There are times when Carson Wentz goes out there and just amazes me.
Yeah, like the first half of last year.
The thing I don't like about Baker is in the fourth quarter, when the game's on the line, he gives the ball away. We got the opposite of Tom Brady now.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady makes
clutch fourth quarter.
And we got Baker who literally – they didn't even look like they were talking about nothing. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They were in there like, I don't know. Bryce Young. Yeah.
Uh-oh, Shefty. Shefty on the board. Adam Scheffner.
Oh, shit.
That's my go-to for NFL information on Twitter. We are not sponsored by Scheffner, but do have the facts right when they drop.
Yeah, I'm more of a Rappaport guy.
Oh, the pick is in.
Oh, the pick is in. Pick is in. I thought he was about to say, did take Bryce Young.
You're right. Oops. They're still talking about it. I guess because he's probably the best odds to go first. But, I mean, they haven't said no one else's name at all.
They haven't. You're right. But they're saving that probably.
Which,
for later.
But that is like feels like gaslight to me. It's like now the Panthers are going to come in. It's like somebody crazy.
Yeah, take a punter from Louisiana State
University,
like that Key and Peele fudge.
I seen one where it was like Aaron Rodgers going to be on the Jets talking about Aaron Rodgers, Ayahuasca University.
Yeah.
I'm trying to read his lips.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I like Panthers.
Man, you know they're taking me.
You think like if they don't take him, like the fans will boo?
I don't know, man. Cam Newton wants him to take Bryce Young. I watched him interview and
who cares what Cam Newton wants?
Right, exactly. But this dude, he's on podcasts all over the place right now.
Is
so.
He? Hey, Cam Newton, you want to come on the pod? Hey, bro, we're going to talk so much shit, but Come on,
don't
by.
Watch our videos where we talk shit about you, but yeah. Come on in.
Who do you think the Lions are going to take? You think they're going to get a defense guy? Oh, wait.
Here we go.
He got booed again.
There it is.
You're ahead of me.
Oh.
I knew it before I knew it.
You're Bryce, ahead of me. Yeah, and there it is, just like I said. He knew.
Yeah, he wasn't even tripping. Yeah. Hey, Daddy. I did it, Daddy.
That was CJ Stroud. He just gave a hug, who was supposed to be first. Right there.
Who was what?
He was originally in the very beginning when the draft was kind of looking out. He was the prospect, but
really?
Slowly but surely.
I mean, it's been the Bryce Young show a lot, though. They were talking about it last year.
Yeah.
Hello, boys.
What up?
What's up, Mom? Watching a draft.
Chilling. Look, he got it froze so that way he could stand a couple inches taller.
Oh, that makes a little bit taller, you know. That's smart thinking. Bro, look, we done been on for 26 minutes. We just got the first pick.
I know, dude. The suit is fresh, though.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'd be looking good, too, if I was about to be, you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's an NIL suit.
I don't know if I like that suit. I don't like the color.
I like the color.
I don't like it. What number you think he's going to be? What number was he?
I don't know what he was. I think he was 8.
Yeah, I think you're right. 8.
You think he's 8 or he goes 1?
You're going 8, probably. They love that, keeping that college number.
Yeah.
Well, we got Bryce, that out of us. We got that gone.
Yep, and the Texans are on the clock, baby.
Yes, sir.
They only got 6 minutes left.
Hey, why don't you pause yours for just a split second, bro?
All right.
Just get us on track together. Because I don't want you to be like, I knew it. She said, what color is it? What color was that suit?
I would say it's like a rose.
Peach? Yeah.
Like a peach rose.
I like rose. Yeah. It's rose. He ain't no tie. Man, the NFC South, bro. We're in trouble.
It's almost like a rose beige. I don't know. It's a good color in my opinion, but.
Did you pause it?
Yeah, I did. What's your time on the clock?
5:23, 22, 21.
Oh, I'm at 5:11.
20. Dang.
I'm gonna
pause
it again.
Wait. Oh.
All right. I'm at 5 minutes on the clock.
5:07. 506.
That 7 seconds, that's enough. I'll wait a second before I'm like, oh.
Just do it for another thing.
All right.
A few seconds.
It just clicks pop-ups.
All right. It says the pick is in for the Texans.
Yeah, I see that.
They knew who they're getting. Are they getting a QB?
It's going to be a Will. It's either Will Anderson, Will Levitz, or Keon Wilson or something like that. I bet it's a Will.
I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to be CJ.
You really?
Yeah. I mean, that does not seem very Texan-like.
I mean, I think it's going to be Will Anderson, the linebacker, to be honest with you.
Do you?
I think they're going to try to wait to 12 to get a quarterback. I don't know if it's a great move, but maybe it will be.
And they probably get him.
Will Anderson's one of the best defensive is the best defensive prospect in this draft. So,
What do you think? You think the Cardinals give their pick away? I would be shopping that pick.
Yeah, they don't need none.
I mean, they need stuff.
I mean, they need everything. But yeah, that's the point. Like, not one person in this draft is going to fix that team.
Yeah, no doubt. It's crazy because they weren't terrible the year before. Look, get the cameras out of here. What are y'all doing? Hey.
get out of here. We got the big board on the wall.
Yeah. We got all our draft strategies on the wall. Oh, come on, guys.
The suspicion is that they will go defense.
Yeah. You're talking about the Texans going defense, like you just said.
Will Anderson.
What about those Cowgirls, Trey?
I don't even know when their next pick is. I think they don't even have like a top 20 pick.
They don't have one in the first round.
Yeah.
So there's no telling.
I mean, but they got what they need right now, honestly. They scared me with their offseason moves.
What's the pick? What did they do that scared you the most? What do you mean? Got rid of Zeke?
Tony Pollard's the dude.
Talking about?
I've been thinking that they've been needing to do that all last year.
If he can handle the workload, yeah.
They got the dude from Texas. Oh, I can't think of his name right now. The Texans.
Cooks?
No. Yeah, Cooks.
Brandon Cooks?
Brandon Cooks. I know. I kept thinking Brandon, but I couldn't think. Yeah, Brandon Cooks. They got Brandon Cooks, who I think is going to really be. Like, I was talking a lot of crap about him last year because he didn't like the Texans. Now he got his move. Oh, here we go.
The pick is in. That wasn't me.
There you go.
Wait, you already got the pick?
Yeah, do you not?
No.
Dang.
CJ Stroud. Dang, bro.
You're
way ahead of me.
I've positive told you. Like five times.
CJ, they would do that. It's a very Texan move.
Yeah. I think it was a good move to get a quarterback there.
I do too. He sat behind Justin Fields for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And a finalist for the Heisman. I like that. I mean, think about it. That was the right move. Too many things could have gone wrong if they would have waited.
Yeah,
too
no
many
doubt.
Things. Way too completely. Many things.
Let's go. He's happy, bro. He's so happy.
Yeah. Rancho Cucamonga.
Now I just wonder if his test-taking skills come into play.
Right, bro. Like, these guys get there, they get in there, they watch tape, they write stuff down. Like, I mean, he plays football, though. He's a baller.
That's what he knows. That's what he's saying. You know, he said in the interview when they were like, you only scored 18% on your competency exam. He's like, I know football. I'm not a good test taker. So that's all he needs to do, bro. That's the thing, bro. He don't need to worry about math and science. All he needs to worry about is throwing that ball.
I hope it works out for him. I really love to see the Texans do some things, you know?
Something, anything.
Yeah. For sure.
Got some highlights here.
Let's see.
Never more than 13 rushing yards in a game.
Him?
Yep.
I like that. He's a pocket passer. Attaboy. I like that. He is an old school quarterback. That's the kind of quarterback I like. Not those guys trying to be Lamar, running all over the place. It's entertaining, but
speaking of Lamar, he got his bag. We don't know what it is yet, but
yeah, $255 million, I think. Oh, I've seen. Hit.
Okay, it's highest paid, man. That's crazy. No agent didn't need one.
I want to know how much of that's guaranteed, though.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks like an NFL quarterback, right? Look at that flip, dude.
Yeah.
Did you see how quick that ball got out of his hand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Watch this, dude. Flip.
What you got on your clock?
346, 45, 44. You're way ahead still, right?
Yeah.
.335, .34, .33.
I'm positive for a minute.
28.
I'm at 314.
3820 when you said that. Don't ruin it.
I wonder if when I pause it and I push play, it just jumps to the live where it's at. You know what I'm saying? It's just because we're in different
locations. Maybe I can do it. Let's see what happens if I do it.
Maybe.
250, 249.
That's me.
Yeah. All right.
You're actually ahead of me by a second.
Let me pause it. No. Tell him, CJ.
Yeah, he come from nothing.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Cardinals. I only got 2 minutes left on the. I mean, I'm hoping for a trade here. I want to see somebody move up.
I want to see the Titans move up. Uh oh, there's a trade. Look at him. Oh.
Will Anderson Jr.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow, Texans. Big move by the Texans right there, dog.
Texans moved up, dude, picking second and third in the draft, dude.
That's big, man.
They're assuming it's going to be a defense guy.
Yeah, Will Maybe Anderson Jr. That's who, I mean, that's who everybody expected them to take number two anyway.
So.
That's a great move, man. Going from 12 to 3, what getting they have second to give? And third pick. Yeah, what do they have to give? That's what matters. I bet the Cardinals took probably anything, though. You know what I mean?
They had a very good, spot. I would have... Like, found the best offer. Who's got the best offer?
Definitely.
Especially all these teams that need quarterbacks.
Nick Saban in the pink.
That's Rose.
Trade alert.
Crazy, bro.
So now the Texans get 10 minutes on the clock, or what? How's that go?
Good night, guys. See you on the next one.
Peace.
Peace. Later, buddy. Night, ma'am. Thanks for watching, brother. In. Texans pick is in. It's got to be. I mean,
linebacker.
Maybe they want to get a wide receiver for your boy. Probably not. They could wait and get him probably at 12. Unless that's the pick they traded.
I'm sure they traded. That was included was the 12.
Look at them. They're psyched, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. They got the second and third pick.
We got everything we wanted. I hope it was worth it. Old Mel Kiper over there.
Yeah, they could take Jalen Carter here. Over Will Anderson, but like I said, with that trouble and with the law and everything.
Is that the only issue with this guy? Is that the red flag? The problem? Like, is he better than Will Anderson? But the off the field
stuff? Was projected higher, but because of all the drama with the law and everything, it dropped him down. Because that's a big deal, man. You don't want to waste that pick on somebody that's going to get in trouble, you know.
Yeah, I get it. No, I
guarantee
get
you
it.
They'll have him on lockdown. They do go Jalen Carter. They'll be like, look, bro, you mess up, you don't get nothing.
Oh, here comes a good. Oh, I thought he was coming.
Here he comes.
Boo, Roger. Yeah, we know, dog. There it is. No, I'm just kidding. There it is.
There it is. Will Anderson Jr.
Dang. Nicely done.
Everything they wanted.
Very good move from the Texans, bro. I love that. Linebacker. They got think about this, bro. They got a guy in the offense now, and they got a guy on the defense now. You hold this down. You hold this down. We're going to make some moves.
Yeah.
God, imagine your mom, bro. Just like, oh, I can't believe my baby.
Right.
God.
And then when he didn't go second, he's like, man, that's where I was supposed to go. And then they're like, psych, we got your third, dog.
I'll be good with three. Wow. Zero forced fumbles?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, he better start learning to punch them balls out, bro. I want to see these highlights right here.
Mm-hmm. 6'3", 253 pounds.
Whew. Let's see this guy on the edge. Coming around. Woof. Boom, boom, boom. He got to him quick. Oh, he looks fast, bro.
And me.
Yeah.
Boop.
Ooh, push, nice push. Move.
Push right through the line.
Mm-hmm. Boof.
Oof. It's a good pick, man. I'm excited for the Texans.
I am too, bro. That's something I don't think I've said maybe ever. Good for them, bro. Great move. But what'd they give up? Did they ever say?
Mm-mm, they didn't say.
All right. We got the Colts on the clock. Who are the Colts taking? They're probably taking a quarterback, right?
Yeah, I think they need to. I've seen projected Bryce Young, you know, if he made it there, but
I'm thinking maybe Richardson,
Levis, you know, these are the two guys that the big guys left. I think, who knows, man?
Yeah. I really think Levis drops, but I think Levis is the right, is a Colt type of quarterback. I think he'd fit in well there.
Yeah, I do too.
Texans fans got to be happy, man. Uh-oh. Something's happening. What up, Jim? Violet.
The pick is in.
Better late than never. Bro, I'd be crying like a baby dog. Mm-hmm. My mama be proud.
That big old chain.
You're in there, bro. Look at the WA, the gold right there on his lapel. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Not cocky, you know, really appreciative of it. Yeah.
Like Kyle Pitts, man, when he came in, he was cocky, bro.
Yeah.
You think that was a wasted pick?
Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
It's looking like it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the highest a tight end ever got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
This guy got a fan of the year shirt.
He probably made it himself.
Why is there a clock when it says the pick is in?
Seattle Seahawks on the clock in the background. Because as soon as the pick's in, then the next team's on the clock.
I think Will Levis is probably right, but
I hope, man, because I think Seattle needs to take Richardson.
Who? You think Seattle does?
I think Seattle needs to take
Richardson. I like that. I like that. I think that's a good way to fall. Levis. And then look at this dude. Who is that? Oh, that's Richardson. Look, he's, did you see how excited he was?
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, I'm coming. Hey, your boy's coming. Well, come on in.
Right.
They really drag it out, huh?
So we've got quarterback, quarterback, linebacker, quarterback.
Here it is. Ooh.
There it is.
Richardson.
The monster at the combine.
He knew it, bro. He knew it. Did you see the look he gave him?
Yeah. Oh, shit-eating grin.
Yeah. Richardson to the Colts. Violet, what happened to your boy Levis? He's going to fall. Or do you think the – do you think
– I don't know, man. I don't know if that –
I think they're gonna get them a defense guy. I think they're okay with Geno. They just paid Geno some money.
That's the only thing that keeps me from thinking that they'll take a quarterback is because of the Geno contract. But man, it just feels like they need somebody to replace Geno. Maybe next year they grab somebody.
Yeah, no kidding. It does seem like they need somebody, bro. Got to be better than Matty Ice, bro. That was hard to watch.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor and Richardson,
boy. That's what I was just thinking.
Speed. We are speed.
I was just thinking that. They're saying he has accuracy issues. Richardson.
That can be coached.
Yeah.
He's got some.
He is booking it, bro.
Yeah.
Look at those DBs couldn't catch him.
That's going to be a scary threat.
Violet says, he's huge. I didn't know Richardson was that big. Yeah, I was wrong on that. But after seeing his physical stats, I'm not surprised. 6'4", 244.
No doubt. And broke every quarterback combine record there was.
Hopefully he'll learn, bro. Hopefully right. He is coachable. You know,
that's what I would like on my team is a guy that has the athletic ability and just needs the coaching. Cause you don't want a guy that has all the coaching and no athletic ability. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That dude needs to be a coach.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. You're right. Bro, look at that mask, bro.
That's
I like
sick.
That.
Hey, girl, hi.
Who they got to throw the ball to over there, though? Paris man. Campbell?
Yeah, Paris Campbell's the dude, man. I think Paris Campbell.
I think he went somewhere else. I can't remember. I feel like Paris Campbell went somewhere.
Diddy City?
Yeah, Pittman. Yeah, you're right. We got Pittman, but they need more.
Yeah.
They need to pick them some wide receivers out of here.
And they might. Seattle got 420 left on the clock. Shout out Huss 420 crew.
Yeah. Shout out our boy Huss. How's his arm strength? Oof. A lot of comparisons to Donovan McNabb. I like that. McNabb was a little bigger, though, I feel like.
Yeah. Exactly. He'll work on his mechanics. He's got the athletic ability.
Hopefully the Indianapolis Colts figure out their quarterback situation, because it's been a quarterback carousel, bro, for a very long time.
No doubt. The journey starts now.
I love you, Roger Goodell. I'm sorry they booed you, bro.
I'd never boo you. You got some bling on, too.
I all do.
Bryce Young didn't. That's what threw me off. I thought he would
good. Maybe he's a little more humble. I like that.
Just because you blinging don't mean you ain't humble. You just want to look good.
I'm humble on God, bro. On God and on this $3,000 chain.
Hey, when they asked Joe Burrow if his chain was real,
what did he say? I forgot. He said,
I make too much money for it not to be.
Fair point. Fair point. Right. Fair point.
2 minutes, almost 2 minutes, 11 seconds on the clock for Seattle.
Hey, you hold it down for a minute, brother.
All right. I got it. Oh, it's the trade show now, baby. What's up? All right, y'all. Who is Seattle going to take? They got a minute and 45 left. I just feel like it's Will Levis, man. I think they need a quarterback, but they did give contracts. I don't know. Jim said, I've been waiting for this draft big time. I'm a Pats guy up in Maine. Bandy, you like the Pats, right? We never know what Bill is going to do. I'd like to see a top wide receiver still on the board at 14 if they stay there and grab him. Bandy's a Brady fan, so yeah, I'm sure he's he's more of a Tampa Bay fan, but because he's a Brady fan, he likes the Pats for sure. I'll let him talk more about that when he gets back. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, we're coming down to a minute, man. They better make that pick quick. What are they waiting on? Maybe it's a trade. Maybe they trade. I don't know. This is exciting, man. It's like, I don't know. It's just, oh, the pick is in. Seattle has made their decision. We're going to find out who it is.
We're about to find out, bro.
We about to find out.
Violet says, I've been waiting for the draft big time. I'm a Pats guy up in Maine. Bandy, you like the Pats, right? We never know what Bill is going to do. I'd like to see a top wide receiver still on the board at 14 if they stay there and grab him. I mean, I'm a Tom Brady fan. When Tom was in New England, I liked the Patriots. To be honest, he came to came to Tampa Bay, where that's been my team my whole life. So I'm a Bucs fan, but I like Will Flowers at number 14. I think he'll still be there. He's a fast guy.
Zay Flowers, you mean?
What'd I say?
Will.
Yeah.
A lot of wills.
There's a lot of wills, bro. My bad. Zay Flowers. I really like Zay Flowers at number 14.
Yeah.
He's fast. Mac Jones can throw the ball early. Throw it way out there. Zay can get underneath it.
Patriots need a receiver bad, man. They haven't had like a solid wide receiver one since Brady was there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think you're right. And that was even a few years before Brady.
Yeah. The commissioner.
With the next pick in the draft, the Seattle Seahawks take. What's that one guy? Ijibu. What are you talking about?
I can't pronounce it. Jalen Carter is a potential here.
That's what I said. No, they're going to take a corner.
There you go.
Oh, he looks full of energy. I like that. For a corner, I like that.
Yeah. Hopefully, he always has his spoon with him.
with his spoon? I would like, really like for him to have it with him. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, hey, if you're watching anywhere, please don't forget to like this video for us, guys. That helps us out tremendously. Subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed. We're going to take a quick break and get a word from our sponsor. They sponsor the show. They're sponsoring this episode, Manscaped.
The NFL draft is here, and the most exciting prospect is the prospect of being perfectly groomed from head to toe with our friends at Manscaped, Trey.
That's right, Bandy. And Manscaped has long had the elite downfield play with the Lawnmower 4.0. But in 2023, they have the rookie sensation Beard Hedger Pro to ensure the face of your franchise is a pretty one.
This 1-2 punch of men's grooming is the best acquisition for any at-home GM.
Now let's go to the sideline report with Dr. T. Thanks, Trey. As you can see here, this grass is perfectly kept. Keep your grass perfectly kept with the Lawnmower 4.0 and all the other exciting products from Manscaped. Back to you, boys. I know our grass is perfectly kept.
You said it, brother. Now let's get a quick Manscaped play-by-play.
Now, the coverage started here in this region, and it carried to this area, where he has the option to either go here or here. Now that's a winning drive in my book, I tell you what.
And where can these fine folks at home get their hands on the same tools?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Guys, right now you can go to manscaped.com. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping.
Really? Free shipping?
Worldwide.
Well, that's it from us here at 4th and Flex.
And don't forget,
your balls will thank you.
That's right, guys. Manscaped.com. Get you something good. Get you something to get trimmed. Love those guys at Manscaped. Fantasy Football Expo, we were talking about that earlier a little bit. Hopefully Manscaped is going to be there. Help us raffle some stuff off, man.
No doubt.
Giving away free stuff at the Fantasy Football Expo in Canton, Ohio. I can't wait, buddy.
For sure. It's going to be a blast. If you guys have an opportunity, you know, come out and check us out. Meet us in person at the Fantasy Football Expo.
That'd be awesome.
We'll have a booth. You know, we're hoping to have a booth set up, and we'll be there. We'll have some merch. Come by and say what's up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dap us up in real life. And you know what? We'll even get a picture with you. Flexing.
You got scooted in the frame. Flexing. Oh, wait.
It's so big. It won't fit in the frame.
There it is. That's it. Exciting stuff, man. Hey, one more thing I think I need to mention, buddy. Today officially marks season 2 of the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
We got
a season in the books, baby. We started almost a year ago today.
Yeah, man, and we're still pushing it, you know. Over 1,000 followers in our first year. Big hurdle for us, you know, big achievement. And I'm excited to see where it takes us, man. I mean, it's taking us to Expo. We got sponsors. We're doing everything big. So if y'all are watching, make sure you subscribe. Hit the notification bell and hit the like. Because around here, we're going to show you what you need. We're going to do it for you. And we're going to be here for you.
That's right, guys. And you don't have to go to the Fantasy Folks Football Expo to get some of our products. Guys, if you look down in the description below, there's a link there. It'll take you where you need to go to get you a nice Fourth and Flex shirt, maybe a hat.
Hey, get you a
something nice.
Nice trucker hat with the Fourth and Flex.
Yes, sir. Doing big things, buddy.
Rep the gang.
Woo,
man. Holland days.
Hey.
I hop off for an Eggs Benedict now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I get down on some Eggs Benedict.
So where do you think Detroit Lions are going to go with this pick?
Oh, man. Where are the Lions going with the pick? I don't know.
They need some secondary. I was thinking Witherspoon, but he gone.
Mm-hmm. They'll probably – let's see. Maybe they take Bijan.
Maybe.
Honey Bijan.
I mean, they traded old Jamal Williams.
And Swift isn't doing it for him, really.
No, that's why I couldn't believe they traded Jamal. Uh-huh. He got that heart in him.
He got heart.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We got a trade alert. The Cardinals?
They got a first-round pick for next year for that trade earlier.
And the 12 this year. But they traded the 12 to the 6 with the Lions.
Hmm. How strange.
That is strange.
But they're being aggressive. I like it.
Yeah. Look like they're probably going for an offensive tackle here. I feel like they could have, you know, maybe waited till 12 to go for that, but maybe there was somebody in front of them that they were worried might pick one up.
It's pretty brilliant because they move out of the top spot, go back, still get a pick for next year. Let's see what they give. A 12th overall
pick. A second round pick next year. The 12th this year and then the second round pick next year. That's not bad.
That's good maneuvering, bro. Mm-hmm. And they didn't lose but a couple spots.
Yeah. And gained. Yeah, basically they went down 4 spots and gained a first round pick for next year. Lost mm-hmm. the second.
Yeah. That's good work.
Yeah. Will it matter? That's the question. Mm. Watch them take Will Levis.
No. Maybe they should light a fire under right. Tyler's ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this but is they, just to let you know.
They'll probably go defense, I think.
Yeah. Offensive line, I mean, to protect Kyler, I think will be a good move.
Here we go. Offensive tackle.
There you go. Oh, he's happy.
Heck yeah, he is. An offensive tackle. A 5-star.
Talk about a big dude.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
First offensive lineman in round one since 2018 from Ohio State.
He said he's got a lot of work, though. He's not. That's what these coaches want, though. Like you said, bro, they want a guy that's coachable.
Yeah, man. They don't want somebody that pretends like they already know everything because then you can't mold those guys.
Right. And it makes them feel like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm the coach.
Ooh. Looking like a blindside out there.
Yeah.
Push him all the way to the fence.
Look at that, bro. Holding him down. Boom.
Never giving up. I like that. Staying with the play.
And that's something Kyler needs.
Mm-hmm. Because Kyler will run around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Johnson Jr.
PJJ. How do you know?
Raiders are on the clock.
The Raiders. Look, we got them. We got them, guys. Yeah. Heck yeah, brother.
All right.
We did it. Yeah. Thanks, Ted. Give me a lemon fresca.
So Will Levis to the Raiders?
They got Jimmy G, but he's not.
That ain't the answer, bro. You know what I mean?
You want Levis to go so bad.
I know he's gonna go. I guarantee you he goes in the top 5, 10. I mean,
Levis is going 11. Titans.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad at that because I like the Titans.
Because think about this. All right, the Raiders on the clock. If they pass on them, the Falcons, they like Ritter. They like what they have in Ritter.
Then you got the Falcons go Bijan Robinson.
That makes sense, actually. And then you get the Bears, right? The Bears, they moved up, so they don't need a quarterback. Then you got the Eagles. They ain't taking a quarterback. Number 11, Titans.
Yeah, so if he don't go this pick, he goes 11. I like that.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
You like those big hats?
No, they look ridiculous. Why would you wear that?
To be bold, baby.
He is a hardworking dude. Did you hear all that they said about Paris Johnson? I like him.
I don't like the Cardinals, but I like him.
Yeah.
Raiders got 4 minutes.
Jalen Carter still on the board.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. The trouble. Peter Skoronski.
Jalen Carter fits with the Raiders.
He does, but that's the problem, bro. That's why I don't think they're going to take it. They're like, every time we draft somebody, they have problems.
He fits, bro.
They're like,
maybe they're, though. Maybe they won't. Maybe you're right. Because they're like, we need to step away from dudes who are going to jail.
Step away from media trouble anyway.
Mm-hmm. They don't even look like they're talking about nothing.
No, they already know.
Yeah, that's why they just like...
They're like, drag it out.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, Christian Gonzalez. I like him, man. He's a cornerback.
He looked like he don't know nobody's watching him.
Right. He looked like he didn't get the call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look. He put on the big hat.
He liked the big hat.
Those are so dumb, bro.
Hey, that dude made a killing off of those.
That's actually like some guy invented that or what?
Yeah, and promoted it to the NFL, bro. And people sold out, bro. Sold out.
Really?
Wendy's has a commercial wearing a Wendy's big hat.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, we should make a bet sometime this year. Whoever loses has to wear the big hat for a whole podcast.
I wonder if we could get a 4th and Flex big hat. Wonder if he does customs. I'd rock it.
I bet somebody's already made like some generic version of it. Yeah.
I don't know. Depending on what his patent looked like.
Well, if they call it a gigantic hat.
Yeah. An extra large hat.
Yeah. A large hat. Yeah. Oh. The pick?
The pick is in. With the 7th pick, the Raiders select The Undertaker.
Rest in peace.
Watch them go, Carter, bro. They're like,
I'm telling you, that is so Raider-like. They'll probably go defense, probably.
How long is Jimmy G going to make it work, though? That's the question.
At least three to four games.
Yeah, I was like,
You're like, 3 to 4? Oh, game. Look at the Raiders fans. We'll go crazy if they don't get something they like.
Yeah. They should have Marshawn come out and announce it. Hey, yo, no. Taste the rainbow. It's Jalen Carter.
I don't care who this is. I ain't even playing no more.
I'm just here for the Skittles.
I'm just here so I don't get fined Skittles. Ooh, what do you say after this pick? We wrap it up, buddy.
Yeah, man. Is this number 7? Yeah. I'm down with that.
We're over an hour. It's been fun. It's been real. And it's been real fun.
Yeah.
Who's it gonna be? They're gonna get an edge rusher. Yeah. Tommy says Tyree Williams. He must be ahead of us.
It could be.
He's ahead of us. Tommy, don't forget to like the video, bro. Tyree Wilson. How'd you know, dude?
Tommy, you predicting the future?
You put Williams.
Defensive end, I like that. I like that.
Mm. Tommy, you know what you need to do, bro? You need to buy you a 4th and Flex shirt, bro. Rock it. Take a picture with it, bro. We'll pop it on the pod, bro.
Facts, bro.
Maybe we should make a custom #1 fan, Tommy.
Put a little Green Bay logo in the corner. I don't know what kind of copyrights we get into.
Yeah, bro. <yeah.
laughs> Just put a piece of cheese on the corner.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see if Bijan goes to the Falcons.
Yeah, I bet he does. Hey.
Attaboy. That's our dude. That's my guy. It's going to be a big year this year, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're going to grow a lot this year. Big things, Trey.
Big things. They say that about everybody, bro. Coaching for him is going to be very important. These are college kids. Of course they need to be coached.
7.5-inch wingspan.
Mm-hmm. 7.5-foot wingspan.
That's what I meant. My bad. 7.5 centimeters.
My wingspan's 6'5", baby. What's up?
We need to get in there, bro. Look at his shades. He's trying to be Dion.
Yeah, he fresh.
He's tall, bro. Look how tall that dude is. Jesus, he almost hit his head on the door on the way out.
I like that suit.
He gonna be something, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was one of the guys I thought would go to the Texans in 2nd pick.
I like the Texans made moves here. I love the moves they made. My white socks suck. I'm ready for football. Man, well, why don't you wear different color socks then?
Yeah, like some red socks. No, I'm actually a White Sox fan. Not that I watch baseball at all. But I had a team, it would be the White Sox. Yeah,
Mine would be the Rays. Tampa Rays. Yeah. I was there when
I like their hats.
The Rays?
Yeah.
I got one. Because
it says TB. Trey Burris, baby.
Tom Brady? Oh.
The pick is the same initials as Tom Brady. Maybe that's why you like me so much.
Yeah. He's TB12. What would you be? TB9.5.
TB290. The pick is already in.
The pick is in, but we're watching a Guardians of the Galaxy commercial.
Right.
How much do you think they paid for that ad space, huh?
I don't know, but it's a it's one of those Guardians of the Galaxy commercials where I've watched the commercials and they haven't really shown a lot what's going to happen. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's going to be crazy because they're just kind of recapping.
Well, did you watch it on YouTube? Like one of the trailers on YouTube? Like the full trailer?
I have not. I have seen, though, that people think Rocket's going to die.
Well, the thing is there's a guy that's like making like animals, different creatures with different whatevers. And I think Rocket, he made Rocket. So that guy is like his creator. Oh, okay.
So maybe it's just Rocket's the main character in this one.
I don't think Rocket will die.
Hope not. What's Groot going to do?
I am Groot.
You're right. He probably will.
I'm so glad you got that.
Come on, we ain't worried about AT&T. Let's get the pick.
Oh, the S23, though.
iPhone guy myself, you know.
Oh, I'm a Samsung, bro, all the way. Tommy, hey. Who you think, bro? Who you got the Falcons picking the next pick?
He's like, I already saw it.
I know, right? I do know the pick is in. And that the Chicago Bears are technically on the board, though.
Yeah.
Bears probably going to they'll probably take a defense guy, don't you think?
Maybe you're an offensive line guy.
Offensive line, yeah. That makes sense. Actually, offensive line. I like that a lot.
Or a receiver?
Maybe.
Didn't they just – who did they get as a receiver? I knew they picked somebody up.
McCole Hartman.
No, Chase Claypool wasn't it last season.
They did get Claypool, though. Who did they get?
They got somebody in the offseason.
Robinson. No, he came from there. Who did Allen Robinson go to again?
The Steelers. All of them old. All the Steelers receivers.
I don't
old.
Even care about Allen Robinson. I ain't even thinking about drafting that dude.
DJ Moore.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's how they got – they traded him for the pick. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. But does DJ Moore's fantasy stuff go up or down?
I don't know, man. It just depends on how Justin Fields plays.
Hopefully he like did some work this year, bro. This summer he's doing work.
Bro, so they got it. Chase Claypool listed as the 8th wide receiver on the depth chart.
Dang.
They got their top 3 as DJ Moore, Bayless Jones Jr., and Darnell Mooney.
Bayless Jones Jr.?
Bayless Jones Jr.
And who was the other one?
Darnell Mooney, and then it's Equanimeous St. Brown, Dante Pettis, Nishimba Webster, Chase Claypool.
Wow.
They're like, that was a terrible grab for us.
The Falcons.
Is that Lizzo?
Bump, bump, bump. It's free to go to the draft, I think, though. We should have went.
We should go. Tommy, you should come with us.
He ain't watching no more.
Sweet Carolina.
Bump, bump, bump. Uh-oh. He looks nervous, the dude, the white little other guy, the little Asian dude. Doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. There's a big crowd.
Yeah.
He's young, too.
Oh, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Damn it, Tommy.
Told you he was still watching.
Is he guessing?
No.
He's guessing. He's guessing. No, he's not. They give him this really hard name to say. Yeah!
There it is.
Bijon. Honey Bijon. Bro, I'm drafting him.
Yeah.
I'm drafting
him.
He
might
dude.
Be.
I'm drafting him. He said, I'm here. You're at the draft?
No, you said he's gone. I said he's still here.
Oh.
And he's still here.
Well, it doesn't show anybody watching on YouTube. Maybe he's watching on Facebook. No, he's on YouTube. What the heck? It don't show nobody.
Don't worry about your viewership. Tommy is here.
I'm always worried about my viewership. And now it shows it. Honey Bajon. I think I'm let's look at him. He's very elusive.
Woo! Spin move.
Ooh.
User Ooh. Stick.
Yeah,
I love that for him, bro. Ooh. Atlanta. I mean, it's a committee. You know, he's going to have to play in a committee.
That's what about Cordell Patterson? They're going to have to get rid of him.
Yeah, I mean, but they got all them other
Tyler Allgeier, yep. Who they drafted last year.
It's going to be a committee regardless.
Like three of them?
Maybe just two, but probably three.
Maybe
that don't mean he won't get fantasy value.
But, dude, Desmond Ridder, this guy, I think that's a good combo.
Yeah.
If Ridder is going to do some stuff. Ooh. He is dirty, bro.
Whoop, whoop. He kind of giving me some Marshawn look.
Oof. What if he jumped in like that?
His football idol was Reggie Bush.
Ooh. The Eagles moved up.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, the Bears dropped again. Wait a minute. They moved up one pick?
Yep, because they were worried the Bears were going to take Jalen Carter, and the Eagles take Jalen Carter.
Oh, my God. No.
Pump up that defense even more,
baby. I want the Eagles to get better.
Because you know they don't need no offense.
I wonder what you give to trade one pick.
Probably not.
Let me get two threes, a nine, and a four.
A three next year, you know?
I like that a running back went early.
Mm-hmm.
My son Ethan says, what's up, boys?
What up, Ethan?
What's up, Ethan? Tell your dad you want a Fourth and Flex shirt.
And a mug and a hat.
No, I'm going to be greedy. Just a shirt. We'll be good to have some coffee with our faces on it, though. Bajon. Ooh. Booger says Bijan is a mix between Saquon and Christian McCaffrey.
That's a mix.
Violeta. Damn, I was hoping Robinson would be around later. Robinson with Patterson all over the place. Falcons could be decent. If the Pats are aiming for a lineman, this is good so far. I'm telling you, bro, they're going to get a wide receiver. I really think the Pats take a wide receiver. But I like it.
The Eagles pick is in. We're going to get this pick and call it.
Yeah. Yeah, unless something crazy. Some dinner. I know, I'm hungry, bro.
I'm going to Arby's. Shout out Arby's. Not sponsored. They have the meats, though.
It looked like he's wearing a big hat, but he's not.
Yeah, he just got big hair.
Look at him. He looks super chill.
Oh, the Falcons love that.
Look at the earring, though. Looking like Saquon.
Every time the Falcons take a running back, bro, like, the fans just eat that up, dude.
Yeah. He seems like a really nice guy.
He does.
I like it.
You're talking like you.
I'm gonna give it to everybody.
I love all those guys.
I love those guys.
Doing big things over there.
Oh.
Yeah, 2020 next year, fourth round pick. What did I say? Third?
Yeah.
Or did I say fourth?
For one move?
Yep.
I guess it's Jalen Carter.
Makes sense.
They were that worried. They were that worried that they were going to lose out on Jalen Carter.
The Bears probably called him and was like, yo, we're finna take Carter.
Yeah. So if you want him, you better get him.
We want a fourth round pick next year and your spot this year.
Yep. Defensive tackle, Georgia. Jalen Carter, defensive tackle, Georgia.
Hey, man, as long as he can stay out of trouble, you know, he's going to – that's crazy, dude. The guy that gets in trouble gets to go to a team that just came from the Super Bowl, you know?
I like to think that he learned from his mistake, man. I mean, this is
and
not
we don't
the
know the whole
time.
Story regardless, you know. It's the media plays crazy games with people.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter.
Oh, he don't look happy. Or is he crying?
No, he cried.
Oh, I thought he's like, man, I don't want to play for the Eagle. They run the ball too much.
He's like, thank God, bro, because I messed up and I could, you know, really fail in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I could have been going to the Bears.
Yeah. Thank God.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. They got to just put this out there? Why would they do that?
Yeah, that's a media, man.
Man, this is like the most exciting thing in his life, bro. And you're going to talk about some horrible stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Pick is in with the Bears, just saying.
You might as well stick it out.
Just a second. Yeah.
Pick's already in.
Yeah.
And that's 10, so, you know, we hit the first 10, you know.
Yeah,
that's a good number.
Yeah, I mean, that's an even number. It'd be weird if we jetted at 9.
Right. Oh, he is upset.
Big Truss.
Big Truss.
I love mama. Oh, you motherfucker.
Tommy, give it us the draft. Tommy, you are the new Roger Goodell.
Bears get Darnell Wright with the 10th pick. What is he? Darnell Wright? What is that? Is that a edge rusher? How do you know, bro? There's still freaking dude still walking out there.
He's ahead of us, bro. We paused it. Came from Tennessee, where he was named the 2022 All-SEC football team.
Who's that?
Darnell White.
Darnell White. Right. Is that right? Is that who they got him?
Yeah.
Or
offensive tackle. Oh, I don't know if that's who they. That's I'm just.
Yeah. Why would Tommy lie to us?
Right. And especially about Darnell Wright.
Yeah. Right. Oh, they're saying like little Warren Sapp.
They got their guy. They got their guy.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. That's the first 10 picks of the draft, guys. We're going to be going on. We're going to be doing more stuff with this. Like I said, officially season 2 of Fourth and Flex. Man, it was an amazing first season. I want to thank God. I want to thank my mom for giving birth to me. Trey?
I want to thank Bandy for editing all of these videos.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
Most importantly, I want to thank myself for looking so damn pretty.
You do look pretty. Look at that hair. Anyway, Tommy, thank you for watching. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Violet, shout out to Violet. Shout out to my boy, Zach. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to my mom for coming and saying hello, boys, like Crowley from Supernatural.
Shout out Albert.
Oh yeah, Albert, always Albert. Shout out Bijan Robinson. Hey, I'm gonna draft you.
Not if I get to you first.
But thank you guys so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
On the next one. Peace.
I can feel the blood creeping up from the heathens. Got will, got fight, got pride, got reason. If they want to go eat, then you know I'm going to feed them. If you're coming for me, hope you're ready for a demon. I got eyes in the back of my head, I'm seeing. Take me for granted and you know I'm leaving. I'ma take what's mine with the webs I'm weaving. I could take this crowd from seeing to believing. Got a taste for blood and my tongue keeps bleeding from the words I spit. So sharp, so freezing, so cold, behold. Frostbite they feeling, I could tear you apart or I could go heal them. Don't believe in faith, don't believe in ceilings. I just need a taste and my mind starts peeling. I don't pace myself, I grind on kneeling. Got lust for change, I just love the feeling. I ain't gonna give up, got too little time, I'ma live up.
Balls of steel, this guy. He's got big balls.